Major modernization work renewed 116-year-old Northeast Corridor infrastructure, strengthening reliability for millions of annual Amtrak, LIRR, and NJ Transit passengers. New York Amtrak officially reopened East River Tunnel, ERT, Line 2 this week, completing the first major phase of the ERT rehabilitation project and providing key safety and reliability improvements for thousands of daily Amtrak, Long Island Rail Road, LIRR, and NJ Transit customers. Studio Amtrak Interim President Bile Hehrman. This milestone reflects the progress Amtrak is making to rebuild critical infrastructure while maintaining service for the millions of customers who rely on the Northeast Corridor every year. Reopening Line 2 of the East River Tunnel restores a vital transportation link and positions it to serve rail passengers for another 100 years. We appreciate the strong support of the Federal Railroad Administration and close coordination with our partners throughout the project. And we look forward to continuing our collaboration as we begin rehabilitation of the second and final tunnel tube. Studio MTA Chair and CEO Jano Lieber. Achieving this milestone required close collaboration between the MTA and Amtrak, and will continue to be active partners on all shared infrastructure projects to guarantee the best results for riders. Representing the interest of MTA customers is always our number one priority. Studio Rail Passengers Association President and AMP, CEO Jim Matthews. This project represents smart engineering and smart construction supported by smart policy, delivered in the best possible approach. America deserves the world's greatest transportation, and that includes the world's greatest trains. Now, after decades, we're finally getting it done safely, fast, and right. On behalf of the Rail Passengers Association's 127,000 members, donors, and supporters nationwide, congratulations to Amtrak, FRA, MTA, New Jersey Transit, MTA, and the entire team. Hammer work completed. Over the past year, crews completely reconstructed the 116-year-old tunnel's interior systems, including track, power, communications, drainage, and structural elements. This work involved demolition, removal, and replacement of significantly deteriorated infrastructure and incorporated construction of new bench walls designed to improve safety, maintenance access, and operational performance. In total, more than 24,000 feet of rail, 8,000 tons of ballast, 8,000 wooden rail ties, and 20,000 cubic yards of bench wall concrete were removed and replaced. Construction worker project overview. The East River Tunnel opened in 1910 and is one of the busiest passenger rail tunnels in the Western Hemisphere, serving 450 daily Amtrak, LIRR, and NJ Transit trains. Two of the four tubes required significant repairs and comprehensive reconstruction following damage caused by floodwaters that entered the tunnel during Superstorm Sandy. The second and final phase of the project will begin this fall and feature the same scope of work for the Line 1 tunnel. Ahead of the work in Line 1, Amtrak will conduct additional hardening activities to reduce the risk of infrastructure failures. As was done for Line 2, the $1.6 billion project remains within budget and on track to finish by the end of 2027. It is funded primarily by a federal grant administered by the Federal Railroad Administration, along with contributions from Amtrak, MTA, and NJ Transit. Throughout project construction, three of the four East River tunnels remained available to ensure continued Amtrak, LIRR, and NJ Transit service. Amtrak is committed to minimizing passenger impacts, and the company's infrastructure hardening investments, combined with mitigation actions, help to limit service delays during the Line 2 outage. Those efforts included around-the-clock engineering coverage, more frequent inspections as track access time permits, and strategically positioned rescue equipment. Party Popper Milestone Celebration. Amtrak and partners celebrated with an event at New York Penn Station and ceremonial train ride through the newly rebuilt tunnel, including Federal Railroad Administrator David Fink, MTA Chair and CEO Jano Lieber, LIRR President Rob Free, NJT Acting Senior Vice President and General Manager of Rail Operations Dan Rogust, and other partners. Statue of Liberty Regional Rail Infrastructure Transformation. This is one of several megaprojects underway in the New York-New Jersey region that will benefit Amtrak and commuter passengers. Earlier this year, NJ Transit and Amtrak opened the first track across the Portal North Bridge in Kearny, NJ. The New York Penn Transformation Project is one step closer to having shovels in the ground next year following the recent selection of a master developer. Other investments like the Hudson Tunnel Project and Penn Station Access are moving forward, making progress every day. Additional reactions. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer. The East River Tunnels are the lifeline for hundreds of thousands of Long Island commuters and the regional economy. After Superstorm Sandy flooded these tunnels with 14 million gallons of corrosive salt water, I was proud to fight for and deliver the $1.3 billion to fix it. Today, Long Islanders can finally see the light at the end of the East River Tunnel, paving the way for safer and faster commutes. Kudos to Amtrak, the MTA, Governor Hochul, and the hardworking building trades workers who made this possible. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. I applaud Amtrak's progress restoring the East River Tunnel and investing in more reliable, efficient transportation for the thousands of New Yorkers who depend on the Northeast Corridor every day. I am proud to have secured the federal funds for this project, and I will continue fighting to deliver resources to maintain the safe, reliable, and accessible public transportation systems New Yorkers depend on. APTA President and CEO Paul P. Scoutellas. The reopening of the first East River Tunnel tube marks a major milestone in restoring one of the nation's most vital rail assets. More than a decade after Superstorm Sandy left this century-old tunnel vulnerable, this achievement shows what's possible when federal investment, strong partnerships, and skilled labor come together to rebuild critical infrastructure. Hundreds of thousands of Amtrak, MTA Long Island Railroad, and NJ Transit riders depend on this tunnel every day. And this progress brings us closer to a safer, more reliable Northeast Corridor for generations to come.